for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Good evening, everyone. I trust you're having a great day. I didn't know that you had traffic problems there in Nigeria the way we do in Los Angeles, so I will join in with the pastor and pray for those who are on the way. I want to again thank Pastor Dr. Adeleke for allowing me to come and be a part of this, even though we're coming online. Thank you, thank you. I can tell you now I'm excited about the Lord making a way next year for me to be right there in that pulpit, right there in that place. And I just praise God for you, sir. We honor you. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are there, give the Lord a hand of praise for your pastor, for your pastor. That's it. That's it. That's it. I want to pick up where we left off yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about the anointing of God over each individual and how your anointing flows down from the pastor, from the head, down to those who are in relationship and connected to him. Today, I want to expand it. I want you to meet me in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 6. I'll give you a minute to find it. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And I want to set the stage for this scene. I need you to use your sanctified imagination and imagine that we're going to step into this text and we're going to see what the Lord is saying in this text. I just want you to know that you are in a very special place. Today, our focus is going to be through this text on this house of God, this literally the house of God that you're in, the pastor and the anointing of God in that place, not just on the individuals, but in that place. Let me just say this. God must really love you. God must love you, that he would love you enough to bring you to this church. Don't rush past that. God must love you. God really loves you, that he would bring you under the spiritual covering of Dr. Adeleke, that he would bring you to this house, this ministry. Get that in your spirit. It is a demonstration of how much God loves you, that he brings you to this house, particularly to this house, that you are there in a place where God has blessed and where God has blessed the pastor. But God really loves. Tell your neighbor, just tell your neighbor on one side of you, tell your neighbor, God really loves you. That's it. No. Tell your other neighbor on the other side, God really loves you. That's it. He loves you. He must love you because he brought you to this house. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, that's where we're going to spend our time. I want you to look at that because we're going to walk through this passage and we're going to use our imagination of what's happening. In chapter 6 of 2 Chronicles, Solomon is about to bless not only the people, but bless the house. It's the temple of God. They are about to enter into it. It's built to the glory of God. And he's about to release a prayer anointing. He is about to release a prayer anointing. Don't miss that. That's what I want to talk about today, releasing the prayer anointing. Not just on the play, on the people, but on the people in the place. And so he stands before the people, just the way the pastor just stood before you. And the text says that he stands in verse 12, chapter 6, verse 12. Look at it. It says, and Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel. He stood in front of all of the people. Listen now. And he spread out his hands. So use your imagination. He stands before the people and he lifts his hands unto God as he stands before the people. Don't rush past that. Here's the scene. They are about to dedicate the house of God. And Solomon is about to pray a prayer of dedication. And he stands before the people and he lifts up his hands, the Bible says, and he begins to pray. Now listen, he prays for the people who will pray to God in that place. One more time. He stands before the people, hands raised, and he's about to pray a prayer of dedication. But as you go through the text, he prays for the prayers. Listen, he prays for the prayers that will be prayed by the people in this place. One more time. He prays for the prayers that people will pray when they come to that place. He stands before the people of God, and he's about to pray to God, and he prays this prayer, but he prays and he says, when they call, when we call, when they call, when we stand, when we call. So he's praying for the people who will pray their prayers in that place. You get that? You've had the whole message. This is a prayer for the prayers that will be prayed by the people in that place. He is releasing a prayer anointing. He is releasing an anointing for prayer, especially prayers in that place. If you get that, you have the whole message. He prays for the prayers that the people will pray in that place. You have come to this house, to this church, to this ministry. God ordered your steps. God navigated your life to bring you to this house. I know God is blessing other churches all around Lagos and all around Nigeria and all around the world. I get that. But Solomon is praying for the prayers in that place. I want to release today a prayer anointing, especially in that place. One day, by the grace of God, maybe next year, hopefully, I'll stand in that place. But I want to, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I want to release a prayer anointing in that place. Come down to verse 20. Here's the first thing he says. In verse 20, he says, Lord, may your eyes be open toward this temple day and night, this place of which you said you would put your name there. Here it is. May you hear the prayer of your servant that is prayed toward this place. Verse 21. Hear the supplications, the pleas, the prayers of your servant and of your people. That's what I want you to see, that God will hear your prayers, especially when you pray toward this place. Prayers in that, it's going to make sense in a minute. And then he says in verse 21, when you hear, forgive. Everyone say forgive. When you hear, forgive. Here we go. The anointing released on this house, that house where you are, is an anointing that this would be a house of forgiveness. That this church, this ministry, under the leadership of Dr. Adeleke, this house will be a house of forgiveness. He says, Lord, when people come into this house, they will come and they will need forgiveness. Let this be a house that when they pray, Lord, forgive. When they pray to you, when they call out to you, he says, forgive. Let this be a safe place to confess. A place where you can confess your sins. Because people who come through that door will be, some of them will come, and they will have sinned. If sinners come, they find a safe place to confess and to receive forgiveness. I release a prayer anointing in that house, that when people come and they pray to God for forgiveness, this will be a house of forgiveness, a house of holiness, a house where people can come when they've fallen, when they've sinned, when they've messed up, when they've made mistakes, when they've turned away from God. But they can come to this house and they will find forgiveness. It is the release of an anointing of forgiveness. He says, Lord, when they call, when they turn to you, when they pray, forgive. I pray that God would release in that house. And I know there are other churches, but there's something special, unique about this house. He says, Lord, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. He says, look over here. Look on this house, God. Look on the people who come in this house. And when they come to confess, forgive. I release by the power of the Spirit of God on this house that it would be a house of forgiveness, a safe place to receive the cleansing, forgiving power of God. There will be people who will come, and they will cry unto God, and they will need forgiveness. In the next couple of verses, he says, and when they come, let this be a holy place. Have mercy. Don't let sin spread. Don't let sin be a cancer. But let this be a holy place where people come to be cleansed and forgiven and healed. And that this place will be a place of mercy, a place of holiness, a place where God and his forgiving power is released. God brought someone here this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I'm not there. I'm on the other side of the world. But the Spirit of the Lord says, God, there's someone in this house right now, and you came with a weight, with a load of sin, and you've come for forgiveness. You've come to the right place. Because there is an anointing in this house for forgiveness. God brought someone today. Maybe you didn't want to come. Maybe you got stuck in the traffic. But God brought you here today. And he brought you to this house because you are in a house of forgiveness. Solomon prays. He prays with his hands up. He says, Father, when they call unto you, hear. And when you hear, forgive. Now, come down and look at verse 25. In verse 25, it says, hear from heaven, forgive their sin, listen, and bring them back to the land you gave them and their fathers. Don't miss that passage. Bring them back to the land you gave them and to their fathers. When they call upon your name in this house, not only heal them and forgive them, not only is this a house of forgiveness, listen, it is a house of restoration. He says, Lord, bring them back to the land that you gave them. It's a picture of land that God gave them, and people came and they stole their land. And God says, Lord, the prayer says, Lord, bring them back to the land that you've given them. Restore the land that was theirs already. restore the land that you blessed them with, but for whatever reason that land was lost, let it be a house of restoration. On my heart, on my spirit, it's been on all morning, and I've never been there. I don't know who's there. I don't know who's in this house. But on my heart, there's someone there, and you've had a loss financially, a loss in your business. There's been something, I don't know, in a business, a financial deal, a business deal, and you're there today, and for whatever reason, it's been lost. The Spirit of God says, and God will give you back what he already gave you. Don't rush past that. I don't know where you are, who you are. I've never been in that building. I'm not there now. But I believe in my spirit, God brought someone, and you were walking in the things of God, and it was lost, it was stolen, it was taken. And God says, you are in a house of restoration. And the things that the enemy took, the things that the devil took, the things that were lost, God's going to restore it. God's going to bring it back to you. God says, he's going to give you the land that he gave you. God gave it to you. And when you started this business, or when you started this venture, it was a revelation of God. God gave you that mindset. God gave you that idea. And somewhere along the way, I don't know who I'm talking to, but somewhere along the way, it was lost. It was a setback. But I came to declare unto you that setback was a setup for a step up. I'll give it to you again. Someone's there today, and you've lost something that God gave you. God gave it to you, an idea, a business, a blessing. And somewhere along the way, the enemy took it. You lost it. And God says, you are not only in a house of forgiveness, you are there in that house, in that place. It is a house of restoration. I can't see you if you raise your hand, but don't raise your hand, but you're there. You're there. God brought you here through the traffic or whatever. God brought you there. And someone is there, and you've lost something. God says, I'm going to restore and give you back the land that he gave you. Don't rush past that. God brought you here. You are not in that room by accident. The Spirit of the living God brought you there because you are in a place of restoration. And God's about to turn some things around for you in your personal life, in your business life, in your financial life. Things that were stolen and taken away that God gave you. That's why the text says, restore the land that you gave them. And God says, you've come into a house of restoration. God's going to bring back everything the devil stole. God's going to bring back everything that was lost because God gave it to you. And what God has for you is for you. I release a prayer anointing. Lord, help me. I release a prayer anointing. It is a house of forgiveness. It is a house of restoration. Now listen, keep going. Come down to verse 26. Verse 26 says, and when the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because the people have sinned, and when they pray in this place and they confess your name, verse 27, hear from heaven, forgive, verse 27, and send rain on the land. Hear and send rain. End of verse 27. Look at it. Send rain on the land. This is not only a house of forgiveness. God, I love your word. It's not only a house of restoration. It is a house of revival. That church, that house, under the leadership of Dr. Dadeleke, that ministry where you are, God brought you there. God navigated every step to bring you there because it is a house of revival. He says, when the heavens have been shut up and there's no rain, he says, Lord, send the rain. That's my prayer for you today. That's my prayer for Dr. Delegate. That's my prayer for your church. That's prayer for your life, that it would be a house of revival. And the rain means when there's no rain, and you know this, you're in Africa, the land gets parched and the crops cannot come up. It means that seeds have been planted that have not come forth. And when he says, Lord, open up heaven and send the rain, it means that there are seeds that have been planted that God now is going to bring forth the harvest. Someone is there. You're there right now, and you've planted some seeds, and you've prayed over those seeds, and you've waited on those seeds, and you've watered those seeds, but there was no rain. And God says, there is a prayer anointing that's being released in that house. And God says he will send the rain. The rain means that the seeds are about to come up. It sees that the things that you've planted and sown and put in the ground, those seeds are about to come up because God is going to send the rain on the land and bring to the people the things that God has ordained for them. And so I want to declare, I want to release it. I want to release it. I'm done. I want to release it. I want to release an anointing of revival in that house. Things you've been waiting for, seeds you've planted, hopes and dreams that you've had, plans that you've made that have been delayed, plans that you've made that have been delayed because there was no rain. You've done your part. You've planted, you've waited, you've prayed over it. But what you need now is the rain of God, the pouring out of God, the fresh renewing, the fresh anointing of God. And it is the rain that God is going to. I want to declare that there shall be a great revival. People are going to come to that house, new life, fresh anointing on that house. And God will send them. It's going to rain. That's how I want to close. It's going to rain. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor. Tell the person next to you. It's going to rain. Tell the person on the other side. It's going to rain. He says, Father, when you hear, send the rain. That's the anointing that's on this house. Send the rain. It's going to rain. I prophesy it. I declare it. It's going to rain on that house. It's going to rain in your life. It's going to rain. Things you've been waiting for, planting, and trusting God for. He says, Lord, send the rain. Sometimes the rain starts with just a little cloud, the size of a man's hand. But it grows into an outburst of the rain and the shower of the blessings of God. There shall be showers of blessings. I speak it, I declare it over that house, over your life. And I say, Lord, open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain, oh God. Let it rain on this pastor. Let it rain in this house. Let it rain in this ministry. Rain on our families. Rain on our children. Rain in our homes. Rain in our finances. Rain on our children, oh God. Let it rain. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. You will find yourself dancing in the rain, praising God for the rain, thanking God for the rain. Lord, I pray a fresh anointing on this house. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. There was a movie here in America many, many years ago, and the name of that movie was Singing in the Rain. I pray that you would have enough faith right now to start praising in the rain, giving God praise in the rain, lifting your hands for the rain, rejoicing in the rain, celebrating the rain of God, the presence of God. May he open up the floodgates of heaven and rain on this church, rain on your pastor, reign in your homes, reign in your lives to the glory of God. It is the release of the prayer anointing in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Celebrate the Lord. Give the Lord a hand of praise, thanking God for the rain. God bless you.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.